Okay, so Mary's not here, so here's what I suggest. Tamale, me, cold open, pet food store, New York City. This is her food. This is her brand. And it has a very Game of Thrones looking creature representing.
Okay, so then how do you go about choosing dog food for Shadow?
Oh, literally, I thought there's like a cool looking wolf on the front of this packet.
It's like how I choose my wine.
So, Tamale, first of all, thank you. You're our new series producer.
Oh, you're so welcome. I don't sleep anymore. My day starts at 6:30 in the morning.
I know.
And somewhere around midnight, because this team works so hard.
Yes. So, Tamale, while Mary's off, you know, doing what Mary does, which is saving the world. I mean, it's fair to say, like, saving the world.
I think we could safely say that. I go with, like, the RBG of climate justice.
Oh, nice.
Which she totally is.
She's got a legal background. Does she work out, though? We don't know.
Well, that might be a question for the next studio record.
So you've brought me in here to this pet store.
Yeah, apparently the statistic is that a quarter of environmental impact on meat production comes from the pet food industry. So that means impact on land, water, fossil fuels, phosphates, pesticides. Yeah. That is like a phenomenal percentage.
Of course, this is like something else to, you know, consider that Mary has brought into my life. That's another terrifying thing to feel bad about. And do you know that it's called a paw print? You know how we have a carbon footprint?
It's they have so a paw print. Ridiculously adorable. Like, it's the most adorable impact on climate change out there. Did you know that the term for raw meat pet food is called BARF? B-A-R-F, BARF. Biologically appropriate raw food. It's like, start kicking themselves.
I dare you to go up to the shop assistant and say, do you have any barf? You can literally buy birthday cakes in my neighborhood for your dog. So yeah, like, so it's a real thing.
No, though. Can we all just agree that that's like a big fat no?
Can we all just agree that you're not invited to Shadow's birthday party? Because is this Madison Square Park?
This is Madison Square Park, not to be confused with Madison Square Garden.
Yes, which we'll probably record a live episode there pretty soon.
Yeah, totes.
Because we're like totes. Podcast stars.
Well, I saw the words vegan dog food.
Yes.
And I really was like, oh my God, this is the most crazy white lady thing that we could possibly have on the show.
Because you were like, I want to, you know, work in this like dynamic area, fighting climate change from a feminist perspective.
Course.
You listen to season one and then you like start the job and we're like, hi, Tamale, can you... what we're really worried about, what the big crisis here is there needs to be more vegan dog food. And you were like, great,
I've really landed on my feet here, Mum.
But you agreed to do it because you yourself saw the merit in like
truly
exploring this, right?
Because, yeah, exactly. So basically, I found this study that was reported in The Guardian.
Yeah, that was, I know the name of the study because I have it on my phone. So.
Okay. It's only a little bit weird, but I'll go with conscientious.
It's the environmental impact of food consumption by dogs and cats. The scientist's name is Gregory S. Oaken, and I like that he included cats as well, because often dogs get the blame for everything, and I don't want to get into this whole dogs versus cats
dog
thing.
Politics.
The only political thing that I really want to say is that dogs are better than cats, and I really will not accept any arguments.
We've
listen
just lost
an
like
open mind.
50% of our subscriber base.
Sorry. When it comes to their like paw prints, the environmental impact that their food has and their waste, who's better?
Well, it turns out that cats are obligate carnivores, meaning mm-hmm. they actually have to eat meat or something that's extremely close to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas dogs have amylase genes that help them digest starch, so they're actually scroungers. They can eat a diet of vegetables. So the right. issue at the moment is that we've humanized dog food. We've pushed dogs into being like heavy meat eaters, even though they don't actually need to be.
So if we could transition to a place where like dogs ate less meat, that would have less environmental impact because it would like reduce the overall consumption of meat.
Exactly.
So that's, I think, where we ended up at, like vegan dog food. So this is what the study tells us. Here in the US, there's more than 163 million dogs and cats.
Good
First
Lord.
Of all, isn't that incredible?
What?
That's like more than my family. So dog and cat animal product consumption is responsible for the release of up to 64 million tons of CO2 equivalent methane and nitrous oxide. Those are two very powerful greenhouse gases. Basically, dogs and cats here consume as much dietary energy as 62 million Americans do. So that's like 1/5 of the population of America. But this is how he ends. He says, however, without large-scale reduction in their number. I don't want to say that to a bunch of dogs. So what are we going to do? This guy looks kind of fun.
Which one?
This one. The big one.
Yeah, let's do it. Hiya. We're doing a podcast on the effects of dogs on like issues relating to climate. A quarter of the environmental impact on meat production is actually made by the pet food industry. So just wondering, like, how do you choose the type of food that you feed your dog?
You know, we did go down a route at one point of actually cooking all of her food ourselves. It was very time consuming and probably our lives, you know, weren't quite prepared for it, but we gave it a good go.
Yeah.
And I think then too, we were actually feeding her a lot more vegetables than meat in her diet. So
yeah.
Who knows, this is a very good statistic to
right?
you know, be
it's
aware of.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Is that your little dog there?
Yeah.
She's really pretty.
I mean, she hardly needs that much meat. I remember at one point, we fed her mealworm for some reason.
Is he really lucky they
it's
can't
really
speak English?
It's really disgusting. It's really
disgusting.
I think she loved it, from what I can
really?
Remember. It turned my stomach. So.
She's hanging by Dad.
Yeah.
Aww. Good girl.
Aww.
Bye, lads. Thank you.
Bye. Cheers.
You want to get on the mic? You got something to say to us, darling? You want to say something? Are you an influencer?
He does have a lot of Instagram followers. Not like a lot, he's got like 200.
That is
like
definitely more Instagram followers than I have. So he's doing well. Hi, how are you doing?
Good,
yeah. I'm good.
Can we ask you a question for a podcast? We make a podcast about climate justice, and today we're talking about dog food and the impact of dogs have on the climate. We just found this study that says like they have like a climate footprint the way people do.
Oh,
so
that makes a lot of sense. I never really thought of that. Well, thankfully there's now vegan pet food coming out.
Right. Did you know that a pet imprint, environmental imprint, is actually called a paw print?
I love that. A carbon paw print, that is hilarious.
How do you choose your pet food?
Honestly, I go by the ingredients. The better the ingredients, the better he feels, the better his skin is, the better like his shedding quality is. So the more natural, the better for him. One of my clients is actually a vegan and has their dogs on vegan-based dog food. The dogs are actually pretty healthy.
And does the dog talk about it at parties all the time?
Wait, what?
Just a joke that flopped. That always happens.
I mean, if you just want to put your dog on a vegan-based dog food diet, like, please talk to your vet.
Yeah.
Because the dog might need specific things that the vegan food will not give them, and you'll have to supplement that accordingly.
Yeah. Did your dog ever try it?
My dog is the pickiest thing ever, so I'm always like, the only thing he'll go nuts for is cheesecake.
What?
Everything. I can put a steak in his face, and he'll look at me like, I don't want that.
Maybe he's an environmentalist.
He probably is.
I mean, cheesecake's definitely a New Yorker.
Oh, he's definitely a New Yorker, that's for sure. We live in Brooklyn. I say he's a little bougie.
so nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
So, feeding dogs a vegan diet is great in terms of impact on the environment, there's no question. But the problem with vegan dog food is that it's very difficult to maintain the right nutrients for your dog.
What is the alternative?
Crickets. There's tons of protein. They don't cause any negative effects on the environment, but they still contain a diverse mix of amino acids, a high iron content, omega-3s and vitamin B12, which are all necessary animal proteins that dogs need, and then you don't need to supplement any further.
It sounds like you're working secretly for like big cricket. Or you know, like big pharma, but for crickets. Like you're secretly being sponsored by a cricket farm or something.
All right, Maeve, then. So what's the verdict? Are you going
to... I've heard a lot of different things today. So I think I'm going to leave my dog choose. Her body, her choice. I'm going to present Shadow with some cricket food, some meat food, and some vegan food and see what she wants.
I think we should let listeners find out the results on our Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do a video. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Multimedia, baby! Timali, I'm so glad to have you on the show with your voice as well as your brains.
Oh my gosh! I might cry. I think I actually might cry.
You're very tired.
I'm tired, girl. I'm really tired.